Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from today, before the beginning of this month, before this month started 2 months ago, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited a dua that Allah take us to Ramadan with khair and afiyah, safely deliver us to Ramadan. This was the meaning of this dua that was taught to us, and the pious elders, the pious predecessors have stated that this dua, this prayer, which is very full of wisdom, full of hikmah. And if a person dwells on this hadith or analyzes this hadith and does fikr on this hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 2 months prior, 2 months before, recited the dua that Allah please allow us to safely reach to Ramadan with salamat. Now what is the reason for this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated this dua, recited this dua? What is the reason that this dua is here? Now the reason for this dua is this, that has been taught to us and explained, that it arouses, it explains, it emphasizes the importance, the greatness of this month. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 2 months before is telling us that after 2 months such a great month is to come, that such a big ni'mah of Allah is here, so that we can realize 2 months before Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to do dua for this month. Imagine. And this is the emphasis on this dua. So if we think now that how valuable moments they are that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, and by getting to this month, Allah Ta'ala has given us the life, He gave us the lease of life to get it. So firstly, the insan, the human being, should do shukr, should be grateful, because we cannot be grateful. We cannot fulfill that demand of being grateful. There's some people passed away a few days before Ramadan or a night before Ramadan. The system of the life is in continuation. We could have been included in that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives gave us another opportunity, that another additional Ramadan has come into our lives, has been added to our lives. This is the barakah that we've got right now, that we need to understand. Now, considering this that we've just discussed, that this is such a big ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, this month of Ramadan. So now we need to sort of imagine, or we need to understand the point here, that we have no standard of being grateful to the ni'mahs that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. The biggest sort of gauge we've got to understand the ni'mahs of Allah is one means through which we understand Jannah, Paradise. We understand the things contained within paradise, the angels of Allah, the marifah of Allah, the nearness of Allah. That's one thing, and that is the blessed statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, who knows what is the ni'mah of Allah, what is Allah Ta'ala giving to us, what is He going to give to us, inshallah. Whatever Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, and if we have yaqeen on the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we'll have value, we'll appreciate, and we'll fear about those things that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said don't do. So this is where we realize that how much does a person have a link with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much muhabbat, how much love, how much of a darja we ashiks, and how much is there genuineness within a person, or how much there is the person is fake, how far he is from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can see that whatever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated to do, how much that person perseveres, sticks to it, how much he's immersed in the sayings and the doings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's how we realize. Because everything for a Muslim, can we see Jannah? Can we see the qabr? Can we see the grave? Can we see what's happening in the grave? No. So who told us about all of this? That blessed statement, the blessed tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his words, his statements, his hadith. So whoever has yaqeen in the words of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and trusts this and believes this and practices this, then obviously his practice will be better if he has more yaqeen and certainty. So to analyze and to determine how much of a lover of am I of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the basis of the criteria of success, that how much of a link do I have with Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's Nabi. So there's one thing here to realize. But because we don't understand how great and this, the same moon, the same sun, the same earth, the same morning, the same evening, the same night. So what do we know? What's different? What's greater? What's better? We don't know. We cannot gauge it. We cannot measure it. But Nabi al-Kareem, the Holy Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has told us, defined to us what's good, what's bad, what's great, what's not so great, etc. And he told us 2 months before the dua to recite to get us to this month. So obviously this shows us that this month is fantastic. It's brilliant. And the month has started and we've grabbed hold of it with firmness, this great month. Now, we need to think another point. Another point to think about here is that this month of Ramadan, about which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that it's a very valuable month for us. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the dua 2 months before. So what is in this month so special? And that thing that's there inherent in Ramadan, we need to obtain it. What is within Ramadan which is supreme? We can't see it. We don't know. We have no knowledge. We don't have any sort of inkling. So why has there been so much emphasis? And it's called Sayyidul Shuhur. This is the Sardar, the head, the Amir of all of the months. So what is inherent in Ramadan? What's present in Ramadan? What's the quality within Ramadan that we need to attain? There's a special factor that we need to grab hold of. Special factor. What is that? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special khas rahmah, mercy. Yes, Allah's rahmah is all year long, always there. But remember one point, that the rahmah of Allah that's present in this month of Ramadan, that rahmah is not present in any other month. Subhanallah. And due to that, this month is supreme and great. Allah's rahmah. Dear, you can keep fast during the rest of the year. Nafal fast, you pray salah in other months. And we say that this month is special because of fasting. No, people keep fasts through other months. People keep fast during weeks, different weeks. Those who have the habit, mashallah, all year long they keep the fast. So that same fast you're keeping in Ramadan. So the fast is the same. You will have sahri in the morning, iftari in the evening. So those same fasts in the rest of the year you can keep. So in those fasts during the year you won't sin. In the Ramadan you won't sin. Same conditions for success of the fast. So what we realize here is that this month of Ramadan is not supreme due to fasting. This month of Ramadan is not supreme due to salah. The supreme factor in this month is Allah's rahmah. And that's khas, special rahmah of Allah. Select mercy of Allah. So remember, the thing that makes this month supreme is the rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah. And it's a special rahmah of Allah. As soon as the new moon of Ramadan is born, the rahmah special of Allah's descends and comes into this month. Allah Ta'ala's special focus is in this month. And it starts from the first minute. So now, this is the valuable point we've just understood today. Is that this month of Ramadan is very valuable, extremely valuable. And the price tag of Ramadan is not due to fasting, is not due to amal, is not due to salah prayed in Ramadan. The price tag, the value of Ramadan is due to Allah's rahmah khas, special rahmah, which is attached to this month specially. Yes? So this dua that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited, he gave us the tawajjuh, he made us understand. He made the ummah understand that, remember, in this month, the value of this month is that this month is due to the mercy of Allah, and the rahmah of Allah that is in this month is not in any other month. So you need to make the rahmah of Allah focused and pointed towards each and every one of ourselves. What do we need to do? We need to allow Allah Ta'ala's, we need to ask Allah's rahmah to point towards us, focus on us, and we need to invite it. So not everybody can get this. Not everybody can. This is the person who invites Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, then Allah's rahmah will go towards that person. Not everyone can say, oh, Allah's rahmah is on me this month and I'll benefit from it. No, only that person can benefit from Allah's special mercy in this month who invites Allah's rahmah, or astaghfirullah, he will reject that rahmah. There are two things. There's no third. Remember this point. Yes? So, the biggest loser in Ramadan is that individual who, if in this year that passes and he attains the month of Ramadan, he comes into Ramadan and he does not earn Allah's special mercy. And more of a loser than that person is that individual who comes into Ramadan and he doesn't just not invite Allah's rahmah, but he rejects Allah's rahmah. So he doesn't attain Allah's rahmah, he rejects Allah's mercy, and he's the worst person. His whole year will pass in wretchedness and loss. He's even wasted the most special time of the year, which invites Allah Ta'ala's rahmah makhsus, and he does not pay attention to that rahmah. Now, or he doesn't invite that rahmah, he doesn't earn that rahmah. Let me tell you one thing more in passing, which is that Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy, most definitely it's a great, great asset for an individual human being that he attains maghfirah in this month. Yeah, it's a great rahmah of Allah, great mercy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala forgives the human being. Allah forgives the individual, ends his sins, or eliminates his sins, extinguishes his sins, and Allah forgives that person, does his maghfirah. But also remember another point here attached to this is that Allah's rahmah you can get every month. You could get it every second. Yes, Allah's call is every second. Come to me, ask me for forgiveness, I'll forgive you. So what we realize is that this rahmah is not confined to just forgiveness, that we think Allah will just forgive us. This is not the rahmah only that Allah is talking about. Allah's khas, special rahmah in Ramadan isn't confined to just forgiveness. We won't see that rahmah here. Rather, we will feel that rahmah in Jannah, in paradise. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has not unraveled or unveiled what is this rahmah of Ramadan that we'll get in the hereafter. So now tell me, such a great asset, we get that time. And how many days? 30 days, 30 nights. Either we reject Allah's rahmah, may Allah forgive, or we invite it and embrace it, this rahmah. Subhanallah. Now Allah's rahmah, how do we pay attention to Allah's rahmah? Do we invite it? How do we earn it? Or how does a person reject? May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding so we can earn it. Now if we want that, we want Allah Ta'ala's rahmah to focus on us so that we can earn it, then it won't just come by way of nothing. No. There's a special method here. This isn't just Allah's rahmah that we come, we pray five times salah, we come to the masjid. Yeah, rahmah will come. But if we want Allah Ta'ala's rahmah special to come to us, then there's a method. There's one means. And what does that means? That the individual has to do a good pious deed. Whenever an individual does a good deed, then Allah's rahmah immediately focuses on that individual who's done a good deed. Yes, whenever we do a good deed, a good amal, Allah's khas rahmah will focus on us. Now the khas rahmah that we need to earn in this month. So the special deed we need to do. So to get this rahmah, the best deed we need to do is that every moment we need to be busy, consumed in a good deed, in a good amal. So that we can every second invite the special Ramadan rahmah to ourselves. A person should always be doing something good. You could do talawat of Quran, great action. Praying the wafil, great action. Taraweeh, Allah Ta'ala has extended the prayer in Ramadan, so we don't lose Allah's rahmah. The more we embrace and grab and wrap up the rahmahs of Allah, the rahmahs of Allah in this month, the better it is for us. So Allah has given us many opportunities. So in this month, the most important thing is that we need to earn good deeds, practice good deeds. Not a second should pass in Ramadan without implementing a good deed. Every second, minute, hour, we should be occupied in doing a good deed. Faraid salah, farad salah, nafil salah, Quran recitation, looking at the Quran, giving sadaqat and charity. The more we can do, the better. The more we can do, the more essential it is for us to do this. Now, the second point linked to this is that we shouldn't just do deeds spontaneously. There shouldn't even be a gap in the day or the night that we are losing out from earning good deeds. This is the standard. Not a moment, not a second, not a breath should pass where we are not busy in doing good deeds. Might sound hard. If you read Quran, you'll get tired. You'll leave reading Quran. Praying Salah, eventually get tired, you'll leave praying Salah. Obviously, the body has a limit. You'll do tasbih for a while, you'll get tired, you'll leave it. But the hukum is that not a moment, not a breath's a span of time should pass where we are not earning a good deed. So the pious predecessors have given us a beautiful formula. There's a method where not a second passes without implementing a good deed. Every moment we can do the good deed and Allah's rahmah straight away will come to us. What is that tariqah? Dhikr qalbi, dhikr of the heart. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the method. What is it? Dhikr qalbi, the dhikr of the heart. This is such a beneficial deed, such an excellent deed that the dhakir, those who do the dhikr of Allah with their heart, not for a second are they lost from that rahmah of Allah, from that special select rahmah of Allah, that they gather so many rahmahs of Allah that you cannot imagine. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has not given us a limit that, look, in these 30 days we have to eat and work and run our shops and businesses and bring up the children. We have to do everything. Life doesn't just freeze, does it? So time passes. So Allah Ta'ala said that if you want to earn the most rahmah, special select rahmahs in this month, then those people who do the dhikr of Allah in their hearts, they will get the most of the special rahmah of Allah in Ramadan from everyone. So my brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us this ni'mah. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us Ramadan. Praise be to Allah, Allah has given us this blessed month of Ramadan, the seconds of Ramadan, and subhanAllah, glory be to Allah, Allah's karam mercy, is that Allah Ta'ala has taught us qalbi dhikr. Dhikr of the heart. So every moment, second, at no second of this month should we be lazy or negligent from the dhikr of the heart. Doesn't make sense that we leave such a great ni'mah. Yeah, great ni'mah. When Allah Ta'ala has given us the means to gather up, smother up this deed, a person, a woman, a man, every second should be paying attention to the heart. It's not necessary that you have to close your eyes, you have to sit in a special corner. No, person should be so busy in dhikr, he should practice all year long, that he should feel that his heart, he's focusing on his heart, and his heart is attached and focused towards Allah doing dhikr. Whenever you got some moments, straight away focus on your heart, and your beats of your heart should be saying Allah, Allah, Allah. Yes, this is a great deed and tariqah that Allah Ta'ala has given. This is dhikr qalbi. This is the benefit of dhikr of the heart, that not a second should the human being be away from the dhikr of Allah. And if we're in the dhikr of Allah every minute, every second, then we will not be losing out from Allah's special khas rahmah. Then for those dhakirin in Ramadan, can they lose out? Imagine the reward that will be attained. Great maqam will be attained. Great status. Now, rejecting the rahmah, Allah. Rejecting Allah's mercy. Imagine the adab on that person who's rejecting Allah's rahmah. And how does a person do that? That just like Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, Allah's mercy is invited by a person who's doing good deeds, in the same way Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, special mercy, goes far away from a person who commits sins. Whenever a person commits sins, implements sins, then he goes far from Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy, and that special mercy of Ramadan. So we should try our utmost, exercise extreme restraint in this blessed month. That Allah's rahmah, astaghfirullah, may Allah Ta'ala not write our names on the list of those people who rejected Allah's rahmah. Even if it's the so-called minutest of sins, even that shouldn't come into our lives. This lying, backbiting, and hatred, jealousy, and hasad, and envy, wasting time, chit-chat, gossip, sitting down, nothing to do, do some tasbih. Do some dhikr, recite some Quran, recitation and dhikr. Those who do the dhikr of the heart, there's so much benefit. The more, if a person sleeps, even that will be good, that you get the reward, because that person is a dhakir. Even the dhakir who does dhikr of the heart, when he goes to sleep, his heart is doing dhikr of Allah, because the heart is alive. When he goes to sleep, he's doing dhikr, he lies down, focuses on the heart, says Allah, 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 goes to sleep. 3 hours, 4 hours, however many hours that person is sleeping, with the fadl of Allah, blessings of Allah, he's a dhakir. And there's nothing more that invites the rahmah special of Allah in the month of Ramadan or any other time than this dhikr of the heart. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And in the same way, sins, my brothers, we need to save ourselves from sins. Leave sins, small sins, big sins, sins of the eyes, sins of the tongue, sins of the hands, whatever, any action against the sunnah, a sunnah which is wajib, compulsory in the shara, in the laws, principles. A person who doesn't practice those principles and rules, then he's a severe sinner. So the most important thing, two amal we have learned today, that every second we should be doing good deeds, and the best action to earn good deeds is, and to earn Allah Ta'ala's special rahmah, is dhikr of Allah in the heart. And if you haven't learned this, then these are the best days in Ramadan. Men and women, learn this dhikr of the heart. Dhikr-e qalbi. That's it. So don't, your Ramadan will not go to waste with the fadl of Allah. Your Ramadan will not go to waste for that individual. That's the point we need to understand and learn. So dhakir, and that dhakir who does the dhikr of the heart, a person who does dhikr of the heart, he will earn so much in Ramadan that there's no upper limit to what he can earn, what she can earn. His sleeping is inviting Allah's special mercy. He's waking up, and during the day he's inviting Allah's special mercy. Every action, walking, talking, business, transactions, ma'amulat, he has to focus on his heart. If he goes, diverts away, goes back to the heart. Focus back to the heart. A little bit of Allah. If we start trying this, then inshallah you'll get used to it, accustomed to it, and every second your focus will be towards the heart. If you're a woman, making the food, preparing the children, getting the children ready, tawajjuh is on the heart. And the biggest benefit of this is that when a person focuses on the heart, then that person will leave and shun wasteful activities, wasteful talk. So two things here is that in this month, sins, don't implement sins. Don't go near to sins. Don't think about doing sins. That consider the sin as a massive boulder and negative. Otherwise, we will be included in those amongst those men and women who have rejected Allah's special mercy in this month. So this is the work we need to do, my friends, in this month. This is our duty. This is our task. May Allah give us the tawfiq ability to do a lot of dhikr, a lot of the dhikr of the heart. And secondly, don't commit or implement any sins. Tongue, eyes, lying, and batil talk falsehood. Better than that, person speaks less and keeps less company with others in this month. You know, friendship, meeting people, relatives, brothers, sisters. Reduce all of this to the extreme. The Allah Ta'ala, He drags a person, drags a person, drags a person, and to eventually to the last 10 days, Allah Ta'ala drags a person along to the last 10 days. Allah says, leave everything and just sit in the corner of my home, Maraqib, and pay attention to me and don't waste my special mercy. And this is the meaning of itikaf. To this, Allah Ta'ala extent, Allah Ta'ala drags His servant. So we shouldn't waste time. We should meet people less in this month. Discussions less, gossips less, talking less, friendship a little bit less. And everything reduced. If you've got a need, then go towards worldly matters. Otherwise, if you want to get solutions for the world, then shaitan will make us lie or get angry or say wrong words or do wrong actions. And this will be a big loss. And then you can compensate for the loss of Ramadan. So there's a tariqah here, method, that a person should do what? He should reduce worldly transactions, worldly meetings, discussions, meeting people. Only if it's a need, that's it. And don't interfere in anybody else's matters. Don't talk about people. No need to interfere or get involved with other things. Just reduce things, even if you don't know another person. Salam, dua, salam, alaikum, alaikum, salam. And then you won't say extra more over and above that what you need to. And for good deeds, the most important thing is Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, subhanAllah. That I'm seeing a unique thing here, that morning, afternoon, evening, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr we attain, subhanAllah. Tell me, is there anything great and valuable in this in Ramadan? And this is the ruh of Ramadan, the spirit of Ramadan. So, I'm not forcing you, I'm just announcing, advertising. I'm not forcing you come to dhikr morning and in the evening and in the night. Don't need to worry. Don't fear. I'm not forcing you. I'm just announcing that this is a unique schedule. And we are in need of this. And Allah's rahmah invites us to His dhikr. So why should we leave this gathering, this practice? At least we should say in 30 days, in these 30 days, we will not leave one majlis, one gathering. And especially those people, alhamdulillah, that there are thousands who are not included and gathered with us. And women, they cannot get physically included here. They live a little bit far away or some miles away, but they cannot be physically included with us. How fortunate are the people of Bolton, alhamdulillah, that they can come with happiness and sit with the dhikr of Allah, and the sheikh is with them physically in the gathering. Tell me, ask those people, those poor souls who live just a little bit far away, but they cannot come to dhikr here. They cannot be included in the gathering with you. So then in Hisab Kitab will also be the same in the Akhirah. Remember this point of mine. When Allah Ta'ala will account for the deeds, Allah won't say, that gave you this much money, this much wealth, and this much maal. First, then Allah will say, that gave you those moments. Those moments that you cannot compare with. And how did you utilize those moments that I gave to you? Allah will ask. Dhikr was in your town, in your hometown there was dhikr, in your masjid there was dhikr, in the morning, in the evening, in the afternoon. I made you a dhikr. And what did you do? And how did you repay me for this favor? And Allah says, to this extent you left me in Ramadan. Tell me, what barakah will you have in your life? That an insan, Allah gives him total invitation and he rejects that ease. Invitation, oh, I get sleepy, I'm a bit lazy, I'll come sometime, I'll try my best, but I can't get there, etc. Who are we? Who are we making these excuses to? Who are we telling these excuses to? We're doing dhulm on ourselves. We're oppressing ourselves if we miss physically these gatherings that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And Allah says, I don't lose nothing. You are the one who's losing, my friends. We are losing. So now we're sat here, imagine physically we're sat here, we're gathered here. Who gathered us here? Allah. Who sat us down here? Allah. So if we have no amal, then we come again. So we should come, subhanAllah, towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through whom we recognized Allah, Jannah, Paradise. And what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us about this action? Allah's blessed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us from his blessed words. If we have yaqeen on his words, then let's ask the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam blessed words, that those who are sat here doing dhikr, please Rasulullah sallam, tell us what's happening. We have no knowledge. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will tell you what's happening at this time in these gatherings. I'll tell you. At this moment in time, what's happening? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I'll tell you. So just like you had yaqeen in Jannah and yaqeen in Allah through my words that came from my blessed tongue, so I'll tell you now that when people gather in the masjid and they sit and they do the dhikr of Allah, then so many angels come, wrap around the gathering and gather around that majlis of dhikr to the heavens. They climb upon each other up to the heavens. Tell me, where is now at this moment in time in the world, where are the angels coming and climbing upon each other up to the heavens? It's about this gathering. The Rasulullah has told us that if a person sits down in a house, in the masjid, and their maqsid is one that they are sitting down to remember Allah, to do the dhikr of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala changes the form of that gathering, the environment. Because the Rasulullah said, Allah is one, Allah is present, there's Jannah after dying, this will happen and we will have yaqeen in this. So don't we have yaqeen on this point? But Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, run to those gatherings, run to that place. Such a place where Allah Ta'ala's rahmah is descending that we cannot imagine how much Allah's rahmah is descending. So me and you coming here to this gathering of dhikr, is this not a massive rahmah of Allah? Tell me, is this a minor reward? Is dhikr of Allah a minor action? Yes, we consider it as a minor action. People think when I say this, oh, because I'm the host and I'm teaching the dhikr, that I'm calling people to come to me. Oh, servants of Allah, why would I call people to come to me? Why do I have a need for this? Why do I have a need for this? What need do I have whether you come or not? What happens to me? Nothing. I don't gain anything. I've come and sat down out of selfishness for Allah Ta'ala's nearness and reward. Yes? But at the same time, I want to share this with you, give you the message. And now since I'll get the thawab, at least one night, that I was calling people based on the blessed words of the blessed Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who told us from his blessed statements that there are so many rewards for this gathering of dhikr. So I'm saying, I'm repeating, that, oh brothers, come to this gathering. The gathering we're going to, the dhikr of Allah that we're doing, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us these are the rewards for that gathering. It's not me saying this. It's not me calling. So if we leave this, then will Allah Ta'ala not ask us that how mad we were? It's Ramadan, Asr to Maghrib time, great time, rahmas are descending. And that special mercy of Allah that we cannot get in the rest of the year. And then those people in Bolton, what are they looting? Imagine every alleyway people in Bolton should come, because we've got ijazah, the rest of the people don't have ijazah. Oh, oof on those people. Sad, it's so sad, I swear by Allah, that those people come. Sometimes I don't feel like looking at those people, that he's rejecting Allah's rahmah so much that he's here, physically around here, and he wants his du'as to be accepted. Allah, I want this to happen, I want this to be granted to me. And when Allah Ta'ala distributes, and we hate that gathering, we dislike that gathering, we don't reach to that gathering, we criticize that. How can a person survive on this basis? Is this a favor that somebody invites us to this gathering? Is he doing a favor for us? No. This is Allah's massive name. It's Allahu Akbar Kabir. Allahu Akbar. We miss these gatherings. How sad. So these, my friends, is Ramadan al-Mubarak. There's one special gift in this month which is not present in any other month. What is that? The special mercy of Allah which only you can earn in this month of Ramadan. Remember this point. So two things, we revise, repeat, we should every second be implementing good deeds in this month of Ramadan, and at the same time, we need to reduce our worldly transactions, discussions, gossip, chit-chat. We need to be immersed in dhikr of Allah, in the dhikr of the heart. Don't do sins, don't trim the beard, don't shave the beard, and other wrong actions. Tell me, then we have rejected this month if we do this. Music, singing, looking at immodest things. This means that we've done such a big sin that we are rejecting. We're saying, Allah, we don't need your rahmah. We're going to do sins because a sinful person is rejecting Allah's rahmah. Who's defined this as a sin? Who said that cutting or trimming the beard is a sin? Has this been announced by the government that we have disobeyed? I'll give you an example. Huh? Has it been announced that you can walk on the street without parda? Or don't wear the parda? Is this the government that's announced this? No. This is the blessed statement from the blessed tongue of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who announces, he announced that, beware, how dare you? Don't trim, shave your beard. It's a guna kabira. It's a major sin. You'll become a fasik, evil doer. And the person who becomes a fasik, evil doer in Ramadan, tell me what will he earn? He's rejecting. At least in Ramadan, make the niyyah. At least in Ramadan, make the niyyah that I will not do the sin. At least in Ramadan, I won't touch this sin or implement this sin with my hands. The beard should be kept the full length, minimum one fist length. Make tawbah now. Only a couple of fasts have passed. Only one fast we've wasted in this way, that we have trimmed the beard or we've shaved the beard or we've cut the beard. Do tawbah from this sin. Repent. In the same way, the sisters who don't observe parda, do tawbah that we walk around without parda. I've destroyed my fast. No sin should we do. No. These sins should not come into my life. When our lives we've wasted the fast. if we've done this. Now the rest of the Ramadan, don't waste. Okay, one fast has been wasted. The keep the beard minimum one fist length, make the niyyah, and make use of the dhakir, do dhikr and shukr of Allah. And your du'as will be accepted, and you get everything. Allah Ta'ala will give everything that we need. And it's not just by, you know, we won't waste the time. The person who's wasted his Ramadan, he's wasted everything. What else has he got that's left? Nothing. He's rejected this month. So insan, human being, should practice this month with caution, inshallah. And every moment we should keep ourselves involved in dhikr. We should be immersed in the dhikr of Allah. We should practice dhikr. If you've learned dhikr of Allah in the heart for this reason, so in these months and days and nights, we can pay attention to Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.